What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot with us as well. We are at the rally in Royers Ford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Battle no respect for Royers Ford, calling it Royers Ford in the returns.
As do I.
No. We will respect Royers Ford.
Too much complaining.
So no. I have respect for the folks of Royers Ford. Now, if you're listening, and we're going to test something with the phone lines.
Great.
We were having issues with the phone lines. There's a little bit of delay. So what I'm going to do is just open it for whatever you want to talk about, the next three callers. If it is for me or Ike or Elliot, whatever you want.
Or me.
Or Jack.
Thank you.
Just so we can test to see if it works well or not. So 215-592-9494. I am going to throw the biggest tantrum you ever saw. You ever saw. The biggest tantrum you ever saw.
Ever.
Ever saw, yeah.
Well, at least we're not in the studio until next Wednesday.
It's fun experiencing remote Spike, though, I will say. I don't think I get the full experience at Chiefs.
I get tight. Admittedly, yeah. I get tight. I try to be better at it. Right. I absolutely try to be better at it. And in fairness, if we were in the studio and that same thing happened, I would throw the same kind of tantrum.
Right. But right? No one would see it besides.
No one would see it. Yes.
The nice part about this is that everyone here will see it.
Yes.
And you too.
Well, why don't we try with, we'll start, 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on me, huh?
You can handle it.
You sound better, honestly.
Yeah, you can handle it. Got it. Yeah.
Oh, listen, so I was just calling because every time you bring up Jalen, we could all agree that his year last year was bad, right? It wasn't great, right? But when y'all say the first four games.
I wouldn't say bad. I would say
it wasn't his best. Wanted it to be, right?
For sure, yes.
But when you say, like, oh, they had to go change the offense, right? If A.J. Brown not playing for the first month of the season after they left Brazil, and then Devontae Smith got hurt too, like, wouldn't you go change the offense too, though?
That's not why they did it, though.
Well, I mean,
it's a fair point.
No.
Well, but hold on, man. So AJ played plenty of games last year. Devontae played plenty of games last year. They didn't switch the offense because the wide receivers were hurt. They switched the offense because they were turning the ball over. The offensive line, I mean, the story is out there. The offensive line went into Nick Sirianni's offense, said that we should lean on the run game, and they decided that they would be best playing defense and leaning on the run game because they're turning the ball over too much. And at no point in any of what I read, and Tim McManus wrote a whole thing about the bye week last year, at no point was it, we decided to do this because the receivers were hurt. And the receivers came back and they kept doing it.
Well, what wasn't it working though? So I'm like, that's my whole point. Like, you can say that, but it's like, you wouldn't change the offense if your top two receivers weren't playing. You would just go out there and run the same exact offense, or would you try to lean on a running game, right?
But Derek, AJ played 14 games last year, I believe.
How many games did he miss when the season started, though?
Right? He missed two of those games, if I remember correctly.
No, wasn't it three?
He came back in October, bro. That's what I'm saying. He missed almost a month. Right?
Okay, but then he was back.
Okay, but I'm saying once they came back, they started rolling. The offense was rolling. I'm not taking up for Jalen Hurts by saying, like, this is why this happened. I'm just saying when people tell the story, it's like, as a fan, I'm like, well, they should have changed the offense because they were missing their top two receivers. So why not give the ball to Saquon Barkley to see what he could do? They brought him here for that reason. They gave him the ball, and he took off running with it. So it was like, why would they force feed something if something else is working? Like, they had the Eagles offense.
Yes, if that's what happened. But if we remember the offense from last year, and last year ended great, so it paints everything else in a different light. But a lot of what we talked about last year was their inability to get the offense going in the beginning of games. They might have scored, what, three first-quarter touchdowns last year, and it was a consistent thing. It happened all year. So when you say their offense was rolling after they decided to change it, I would disagree with that.
Saquon was rolling, right?
They weren't rolling as an offense.
Right?
But hold on. We can also look at the history of the NFL and look at, like, the Rams had Marshall Faulk and were able to also throw the ball. The Cowboys had Emmitt Smith and were also able to throw the ball. The Baltimore Ravens last year that had Derrick Henry, who, by the way, almost rushed for as many yards as Saquon last year, and they still threw the ball. Detroit Lions had two great backs last year, had one of the best rushing attacks in football. They threw the ball. Like, Buffalo also had a great rushing attack last year, and they didn't throw the ball a lot, but they certainly threw the ball substantially more than the Eagles did. So, like,
They all have one thing in common, right? They didn't win the Super Bowl, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot of...
There it is, yeah.
Right?
Yes, they didn't win the Super Bowl. What does that have to do with how they played in the regular season? It doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, it has everything to do with it because the end goal was to win the Super Bowl, right?
Yes,
right,
the end goal is to win the Super Bowl. Did the offense carry them? No, Derek. But we're I appreciate the call, Derek. Like, that wasn't the plan, and I struggle with the AJ Brown and Devontae Smith were hurt.
Yeah, so I don't agree with that. They changed it because Jalen was turning the ball over. Like, they absolutely had a turnover problem, and they decided to go to a running game so that Jalen wouldn't turn it over as much, for sure. But Jalen then also did not turn it over, and I think he had a large majority of games, or a majority of games, where he did pass the ball well enough to win.
Well, yeah, they won.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean,
right.
Yeah.
But I disagree with his point that it was because of the injuries. It was because of the turnovers.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I do think what's lost in this a little bit is that in 2021 when they went to the running game, I think that was absolutely like Jalen was not playing well enough. They could not pass the ball at a high level.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's at least worth mentioning, or as part of this, they had maybe the best rushing attack of all time last year. So going to it and committing to Saquon was not a last ditch, like, we have to save the season thing. I also think part of it was they were an elite, elite running game, and they decided if they could run the ball at an elite level, control the clock, and take care of the football, that was a winning formula. I'm not excusing Jalen, honestly, but I'm saying, like, they did not go to Miles Sanders.
I know what you're saying. And in fairness, some of that is a part of it, right? They started running the ball. They may have done it initially out of necessity to stop turning the ball over, but they got to a point where they were doing it so well.
Yeah.
Why would you go away from it? Like, literally, Saquon, I mean, he turned into something that we had never seen.
It's the best rushing attack we might ever see.
So, well,
when he was that good, it's hard to go away from it.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I would agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was so good, they were like, even when the receivers weren't necessarily happy, they were like, we're still going to run the ball.
Yeah. The issue is just for a stretch of the season there, I would say like the midway point of the season, the passing game just wasn't consistent enough. Now, when they needed to in the playoffs, it was consistent enough, and it was good enough. But I do think the Saquon part of this is important when we go to, like, well, they took the ball out of Jalen's hand because they had to run it. Like, they went to an unbelievably effective rushing
attack.
Like,
when I think about two games, The Rams and the Ravens game in consecutive weeks. That's coming off the big Washington Thursday night win.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? I look at those two games, and I thought that was the toughest part of the schedule that they needed to get through.
Absolutely.
They didn't show a lack of throwing the ball in those games because they couldn't, as much as Saquon at that time was on such a run. Mm-hmm. It was like, did they need to throw the ball? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
oh, no, absolutely.
Need to throw the ball?
And also, the thing, by the way, real quick with Saquon, the thing about Saquon that even if all things are equal this year, that will sort of – that may limit the effectiveness of him. Not limit, but limit to getting where it was last year mm-hmm. is the explosive plays. Because their run game was good, but was also for a lot of first halves, and I know this is a run game in general, was like kind of pedestrian except for the giant plays he had. Mm-hmm. So even if he has half the number of giant plays, that can change the texture of how everything feels.
Yeah, and look, it's hard to predict how many explosive plays he'll have. I'll just say that I was blown away how good he looked in training camp. Maybe I had heard a full off season of, well, he's going to take a step back, you know, but just watching him in camp, he looked unbelievable. So I would not rule out him having the same year as this year as he did last year. Like, I think that's entirely possible. But to get back,
what, 2,000 yards?
Yeah, I think he could do it.
I tell you what, he'd be the first back in the history of this league to ever do it.
No, for sure. I'm not.
So I mean, but you're saying it like it's.
Well, but
is that even a good? Like, do you want him to go for something like that?
Well, so this is gonna be my next point. I do think if you can win running the ball, that is the preferred way to win. When you think about controlling the clock, taking care of the football, running it is a far less riskier play than passing it. Like, there's fewer negative plays. You don't turn it over as much. I do mostly co-sign with you win by passing. I get that. But if you have a rushing attack that can win for you, that is the preferred way.
215-592-9494. I will give the guys some over-unders right after I tell you about Guida. How many windows do you have in your house that are old and drafty and need to be replaced? I'm taking the over. Doors, too. I'm taking the over. Guida is the only place to go. It's the only place to go. They've been serving Delaware Valley for decades, and the reason is because they do a great job, they make the process easy, and they hook you up on price. Right now, it is the buy one, get one half off sale for Guida. It is exactly what it sounds like. You buy a window, expertly installed, triple pane, energy efficient window, you get another one 50% off. You buy a door, you get another one 50% off. You can mix and match, right? So you buy an entry door, you want to get a sliding door 50% off, you can do that. Doors and windows, you replace everything in your house, all the windows and all the doors, half of that project is going to be 50% off. So the more you need, the more you get, the more you save. Start your project with no money down and take up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free with Guida. This is for a limited time. There are restrictions. So call Guida today to schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. I have some over-unders. Some of them are directly from the sportsbook. Some of them are ones that I made up. First one, Jack, you go first.
Oh.
A.J. Brown, regular season receiving yards. The over-under is 1,100.5.
Easy. Easy.
Under.
Oh, my God.
There he goes.
Under.
What a hater.
Not a hater.
Such a hater.
Ike.
Over.
I think he's going to miss time.
Now, that's why it's that low.
I am not even.
Now, what did he have last year? He had 1,087 or something like that? Yeah, that was the number last year.
What's crazy is he had almost 1,500 yards each of his first 2 years here.
Yes.
So
now, a lot of his good games last year came with McKee and Pickett.
Oh, my God.
Well, the bigger games
they did.
The bigger games did.
They remembered he existed.
Yeah. Well, there was a game and a half or two games.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Majority of the Washington game.
Yeah.
They lost.
Elliott over
because
under,
Devontae dropped the ball.
And because Kenny Pickett turned it over to start the game.
Well,
if Devontae catches the ball.
He handed him 7 points.
Jalen Hurts turned the ball over in the Super Bowl.
And I've always said he did not play as well as people say in that game.
Okay. No,
well, he did. He was great.
I'm talking about
game.
This one.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, he was great in this one.
Okay.
But,
Though he turned the ball. Over or under?
Over.
Okay. So Jack goes under. Everybody else goes over. Okay.
Easily over.
Saquon Barkley, regular season rushing yards. 1,425.5.
Ooh, that's a good number.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
Ike first, then Jack, then Elliot.
That's a good number right there. 1,425?
Yep.
That's a good number. It's a good number, man. Because I'll say between 1,400 and 1,500. That's a good number. I'll take the over. But I don't think he goes over 1,500.
I'll take the over.
I'm taking over.
Yeah, I'll take the over. He looked... Again, unbelievable.
I'm taking 1,675. That's my number for Saquon. All right.
Can we get alternate lines on Saquon's year?
I'm sure you can.
They should.
Yeah. All right. Total legitimate controversies within the Eagles season. Now, last year, I consider just to set the bar, I consider Nick yelling at the fans a legitimate controversy.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Over, under 1.5. Legitimate controversy.
Over.
Wow, Jack's going over as well.
Over.
Easily.
For sure, over.
Wow.
How many Eagles seasons haven't had
there, even last year, they were great, and there was a controversy. Yeah. With AJ saying the passing game wasn't good enough.
Yes.
I think like 3.5 is a better number for this.
Well, wow.
It was 3 last year.
Yeah.
If you're...
Now, do you consider the thing AJ said and what BG said different controversies or same controversy?
Different.
That's the same controversy.
So I think different. Because
how's it different?
Well, because AJ started it with the passing thing, and then BG made it about their relationship. For me, I view them as two different things.
Okay. So we say we're all going over 1.5.
Yes.
What if I said it at 2.5?
I mean, I would probably take the over on that. I mean, this is a
I don't know what controversy is. Like, we're just talking about little fires that we put out. Things happen.
So I would say the base level of controversy is Nick Sirianni yelling at the fans and over.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I could see at least 3 of those.
Okay. One more before we get back to the phones. How about passive-aggressive comments made from a defensive player about Vic Fangio? Over, under 1.5.
Elliot's been waiting for this one.
Yeah, Elliot first.
Well, Devin, what now? I'll go over.
Wow.
Yeah, over. Yeah, right.
Under.
I'm going to go under easily.
I don't know.
Now, remember.
Well, first of all, give me the guy who was going to dare to utter anything but respect about Vic Fangio publicly. Yeah, give me that guy.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter?
He could. He just
could
doesn't
be
talk
the guy.
A lot. Yeah, he
I said,
could.
Give me a guy. You gave me one.
Adoree Jackson?
When he gets benched and we
agree. I'll tell you, Adoree Jackson does that, he won't be here.
He'll say it. I agree he might not be here after.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. My only point is, fearing for your job and job security, I don't think any of these guys are in that position to be questioning Vic Fangio publicly.
I mean,
I'm just saying, his players
have done it before.
Yeah, but those were older vets that he didn't inherit, and we see what got them. Are any of those guys still on that Dolphins team?
I don't know.
They're all gone.
Yeah.
Also, you can reach a level of respect, especially in that locker room.
They just won a championship.
You guys never said anything about Jim Johnson publicly.
Never.
Exactly. They're the same-ish guy.
Jim Johnson was also never run out of the team he was on, though.
Also a good point.
The point is, in 11 or 12 years, no one ever did it. That's the point. And we had controversies. We had that on our team. We had outspoken players.
And I think the only guys that made comments last year were Huff and Devin White.
Two disgruntled players.
There's only those two guys. Now,
rightful comments for what it's worth.
Now, I think rightful this year, comments. If they're...
Good points, by the way.
There is a possibility defense won't be as good. There is a possibility players are going to get blamed. And when they get leaned on... See, the thing that's... Now, was Jim Johnson... We know Vic Fangio has no problem calling people out publicly.
Jim had a little bit more of a softer hand when it came to that.
Yeah. Vic Fangio is a little bit different in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Zach, who appears to be here at McGurk's. You're on WIP. What's up, Zach?
Where's he at?
What's going on?
Parking lot.
What's up, Zach?
There he is.
My question is, do you guys think the Eagles should run the push-push on the first play of the game just to kind of troll the league for trying to ban it?
Do you want them to all flip off the cameras, too, after they do it, or what?
And they all whip out their dude wipes?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something else, and I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't think the first play, but I do think the first play against Green Bay should be the tush push.
The first drive. The first drive should just be the tush push.
Well, I don't think
you
get 10 yards.
We do want to win the game, don't we?
Just one drive.
First play. I absolutely think first play. I think first play against Green Bay, not first play against Dallas. I think they should... They should score. If they lose the game tomorrow, it should be because the defense didn't hold up, not because they didn't score enough points. At least 35 points tomorrow. I want at least 35.
I mean, 35 is a pretty high bar, just throwing that out. How many times did they get over 35 last year?
All I know is the offense was a mess against Green Bay, and they scored 34.
Yeah, that's fair. But did they get 34 in the other three games? I don't think so, right?
He's talking about the opening game.
No, I know, yeah. But I just think...
Well, but then we had the AJ injury, remember, which is the excuse for everything.
It's a fair point.
Yep.
No, I agree with you. I think the Cowboys' defense is worse than the Cowboys' offense. There's just not as many good players on the defense. The Cowboys' offensive line is bad, which is obviously...
Well, they brought over a decent player in Clark.
Yeah, Kenny Clark's good. Yeah. The other defensive tackle, whose name I can never pronounce.
What's the linebacker? 13? Forget his name. No, he was a good player.
Well, let me. You both seem a little nervous.
They got bland because it's the first game of the season.
Yeah. So
the Eagles. Hold on, real quick. So explain why.
Yep.
First of all, Elliott gave mixed reviews coming out of training camp, so it's not like they were all in there operating on all cylinders
for sure
in training camp. They didn't have preseason.
Yep.
Right. Landon Dickerson has been out. He's going to play his first game. You got a charged up Cowboys team coming in, knowing that. The Eagles are sitting fat and happy on banner night. What better thing to do than ruin the Eagles' opening to their season by coming in and ruining banner night? When you're a team on the road and you're a division rival, those are the type of things that you use as motivation coming in. I'm just telling you. And you got a quarterback over there who feels like he owns the Eagles. And you got a corner that we don't know if he's very good. And we got a safety out there that everybody is nervous but me about having out there in Sidney Brown. So that's all I'm saying is that the defense could be the reason tomorrow why the game is closer than it should be.
I would also add that the Cowboys as an organization have now been clowned for about a week straight.
Man, I'm telling you.
I do think tomorrow
I'm
night.
Telling you.
Yeah, Ike has mentioned the rallying cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, of course they're going to win the game after they trade Micah, feels from just like a plot standpoint. Somewhat likely.
I think the only thing I worry about is the Eagles coming out flat.
That's what I'm worried about. Eagles are the better team, no question. But the first game of the season, you just don't know how it's going to flip.
Well, don't worry. They'll be in the locker room.
The damn Bengals lost to a rookie quarterback last year at home in New England.
But that's why they played everybody in their preseason this year, by the way. Yeah, because they – what are they – there's something like – what Zach – what's his name, the coach?
Taylor.
He's like – what's something like 1-11,
I believe.
1-11 in the first two games of the year or something like that since he's been there. Yeah, I'm worried about the Eagles coming out flat. I think this could be one of the games where it's the end of the third quarter, it's 2-minute warning, and it's 6-3 Eagles or 10-6 Cowboys.
Well, let me tell you, if it's 6-3, that crowd ain't going to be happy at 6-3.
No, they'll be getting – I mean, look, they got booed at halftime of the last Super Bowl.
They deserved it.
And I think I agree.
But, I think the score was loaded, too, at halftime, right?
Yep.
Like 10-3 or 10-6.
Oh, that was a sarcastic boo.
It was a real boo.
It was trying to pretend that we're still this tough football city. That's all that was.
Oh, wow.
What are you talking?
It was.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, yeah. I've had the theory for years. That was more of a Bronx cheer than like a we're really mad thing. It was like, haha, we still have everyone thought we'd change after the Super Bowl. We're still going to boo you rather than they're really that mad. 215.
Yeah, I disagree.
I was going to say, did they boo any more that year? There was some other moments they could have booed.
There was a lot of boos that year.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, Baldy joins us for the first Baldy appearance of the year.
This will be good.
Yeah, we'll hear if he will. Baldy disrespect me? Will Ike disagree with him?
Just a Ben tip.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lay the 7.5. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
yes.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
It's 8.5 now.
Is it 8.5?
I thought I saw that.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Tomorrow is a classic. Ike picks the Eagles by 5.
Yeah, but he gets all riled up. The glasses come flying off.
Yep.
And he's like, 28-23.
Yep.
Sounds about right. Yep.
We're at Rally in Royersford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Baldy joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.